It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're kind of jumping into a touchy subject as we're getting closer to the anniversary of Hurricane Helene of restoration, and today we're going to talk about picking up the pieces. Scripture comes from Psalm 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Well, we all know once the storm has passed, the damage remains, and after a crisis, whether it's a literal storm or even just a personal storm, we often find ourselves standing in the middle of brokenness. You know, we know those moments. We know when we finally get ready to take a peek outside the door, kind of like after Helene, and you're standing outside and you're looking around and you're just overwhelmed. Just cannot believe what you're seeing. That's how I felt last year, overwhelmed. Then I walked down to the end of my driveway and looked down the road, and that was even more overwhelming. And I'm sure that you, too, went through something very similar. The damage outside is visible. Fallen trees, ruined belongings, unfinished projects, or even maybe some lost opportunities. But some of it is invisible, like the cracks it left in our hearts or the weariness in our souls and the questions that we just don't have the answers to. It's super easy to feel overwhelmed when the pieces are scattered all around us, correct? Like, where do we start? I don't know. Do we begin with the visible repairs, or do we try to start healing the pain that we're feeling inside? God cares about both. He not only sees the physical needs we face, but he also bends down to bind up the wounds that no one else even notices. And his healing touch reaches into broken places of our lives and restores what feels like it could be beyond repair. Recovery isn't just about rebuilding what was lost, though. It's about discovering God's presence in the process. And sometimes he sends people into our lives with helping hands. We remember that also well as well. And sometimes he confronts us with the peace that makes no sense in the middle of all the chaos. And sometimes he simply whispers, "I am here," reminding us that we are not alone. And sometimes we need that reminder, don't we? We fall short every now and then, and you don't have to pick up the pieces by yourself, because God is near to the brokenhearted, and he walks with us as we take one small step and then another. Healing and restoration may take time, but his promise is sure that he will bind up every wound. So what pieces in your life feel scattered right now? Have you invited God in to begin healing the parts of you or of your heart that feel broken right now? And who has God placed in your life to help you? And who might need your help? That's the questions we're asking ourselves today. Lord, as we go to you in prayer, as we look around at all the broken pieces, we admit that we just feel overwhelmed. But we know that you are the healer of hearts and the restorer of lives. Bind up our wounds, calm our anxious thoughts, and give us courage to take the first step in rebuilding, and let us see your hand at work in every detail. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.